maximizing muscle growth. Myo reps, effective reps, and optimal rep ranges. When it comes to building muscle, volume is going to be one of your most important variables. However, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that not all volume is created equal, despite what some research articles may conclude. As someone who has spent a considerable amount of time researching and experimenting with various training methods, I've come to appreciate the importance of understanding effective reps and optimizing rep ranges. Whether you're a seasoned gym-goer or just starting out, implementing these concepts into your workout routine can make a significant difference in your progress. So let's dive into the nitty-gritty of maximizing muscle growth through strategic rep ranges and techniques like myo reps. Trust me, your muscles will thank you later. Key takeaway summary. Rep ranges play a crucial role in strength training for achieving specific fitness goals. Effective reps are the reps that contribute the most to muscle growth due to increased metabolic stress. Varying rep ranges can help prevent plateaus and enhance overall muscle growth, strength, and endurance. Rep ranges for different fitness goals. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of effective reps, let's take a quick look at the optimal rep ranges for different fitness goals. Strength and power. If you're looking to build raw strength and explosive power, you'll want to focus on heavy weights and low reps. Aim for 3, 5 sets of 2, 6 reps per exercise. This rep range allows you to recruit more muscle fibers and improve neural adaptations. Think of exercises like heavy squats, deadlifts, and bench presses, the bread and butter of any strength training program. Hypertrophy. Ah, the sweet spot for muscle growth. For hypertrophy, you'll want to aim for 3, 4 sets of 6, 12 reps per exercise. This rep range provides the perfect balance of mechanical tension and metabolic stress to stimulate muscle growth. The moderate weights and higher reps create an environment that encourages your muscles to grow bigger and stronger. It's like giving your muscles a big, warm hug, but with weights. Muscular endurance. If your goal is to improve your muscle's ability to resist fatigue, then higher reps are your friend. Aim for 2, 3 sets of 12, 20 reps per exercise using lighter weights. This rep range is particularly important for athletes who need to maintain performance over an extended period, like runners or cyclists. It's also great for those days when you just want to feel the burn without having to move mountains. The effective reps theory. Now let's talk about the juicy stuff. Effective reps. The theory behind effective reps is that not all reps are created equal when it comes to muscle growth. The closer a rep is to failure, that is, the point where you can't complete another rep with proper form, the more effective it is at stimulating hypertrophy. Mechanistic explanation. The reason behind this is increased metabolic stress. As you approach failure, your muscles are working harder and accumulating more metabolic byproducts, like lactate and hydrogen ions. This creates an environment that favors muscle growth by triggering anabolic signaling pathways and increasing the release of growth factors. Practical implications. So, what does this mean for your training? Well, if you want to maximize muscle growth, you should aim to perform a significant number of effective reps per set. This can be achieved by training to failure or using techniques like rest-pause sets or drop sets. Training to failure involves pushing yourself to the point where you can't complete another rep with proper form. While this can be effective, it's important to balance the benefits with the risks of overtraining and injury. Use failure training strategically and listen to your body. Rest-pause sets involve performing a set to failure, resting for a short period, usually 10, 20 seconds, and then performing additional reps to failure. This allows you to squeeze out more effective reps in a single set. Drop sets involve performing a set to failure, then immediately reducing the weight and continuing to perform reps until failure. This technique keeps your muscles under tension for longer, increasing the number of effective reps. Variety in rep ranges. While it's important to focus on the optimal rep ranges for your specific goals, it's also crucial to incorporate variety into your training. Sticking to the same rep ranges for too long can lead to stagnation and plateaus. Preventing stagnation. Your muscles are incredibly adaptable. They quickly get used to the same stimulus, which is why it's important to change things up regularly. By varying your rep ranges, you keep your muscles guessing and prevent them from getting too comfortable. Periodically cycling through different rep ranges can help you continue making progress and avoid those dreaded plateaus. For example, you might focus on strength for a few weeks, then switch to hypertrophy, and then work on muscular endurance. Benefits of variation. Varying your rep ranges doesn't just help prevent plateaus. It also offers a host of other benefits. Enhanced muscle growth. By targeting different muscle fibers and growth pathways, you can stimulate muscle growth from multiple angles. Improved strength and power. Challenging your neuromuscular system in various ways can lead to improved overall strength and power. Increased muscular endurance. Exposing your muscles to different rep ranges can improve their ability to resist fatigue and perform for longer periods. MyoReps, a novel approach to effective reps. Now let's talk about a relatively new kid on the block, MyoReps. Developed by Norwegian powerlifter and coach Borgi Fagerli, MyoReps are a unique approach to maximizing effective reps and muscle growth. What are MyoReps? MyoReps involve performing a set to failure, or close to failure, followed by a series of mini-sets with short rest periods. Here's how it works. Perform a set of an exercise to failure, or 1-2 reps shy of failure, in the 8-12 rep range. Rest for 5-10 seconds. Perform another set of 3-5 reps. Rest for 5-10 seconds. Repeat steps 3 and 4 until you can no longer perform 3 reps. The idea behind MyoReps is to accumulate a high number of effective reps in a short period while managing fatigue and maintaining good form. Benefits and limitations of MyoReps. MyoReps offer several potential benefits for muscle growth and strength. High number of effective reps. By performing multiple mini sets to failure, you can accumulate a large number of effective reps in a single set. Increased metabolic stress. The short rest periods and high rep volume create an environment that favors metabolic stress and muscle growth. Time efficient. MyoReps allow you to get a lot of work done in a relatively short period, making them a great option for those with limited training time. However, it's important to note that MyoReps can be quite demanding and may not be suitable for all exercises or individuals. They work best with isolation exercises and machine-based movements, where form is easier to maintain under fatigue. Incorporating effective reps and MyoReps into your training. So, how can you put all this knowledge into practice? Let's take a look at some tips for designing a workout program that incorporates effective reps and MyoReps. Designing a workout program. When designing your program, consider the following. Exercise selection. Choose exercises that target the muscle groups you want to focus on and that allow for safe execution under fatigue. Volume and frequency. Determine the appropriate volume, sets and reps, and frequency, number of training sessions per week, based on your goals and recovery capacity. Progressive overload. Ensure that you're consistently challenging your muscles by increasing weight, reps, or sets over time. Progressive overload and periodization. To continue making progress, it's essential to apply the principle of progressive overload. This means gradually increasing the demands placed on your muscles over time. With MyoReps, you can achieve this by increasing the weight, the number of mini sets, or the target rep range. Periodization involves structuring your training program into distinct phases, each with a specific focus. For example, you might have a hypertrophy phase, followed by a strength phase, and then a deload phase. This approach allows you to optimize your progress and prevent overtraining. Conclusion. Phew, that was a lot of information. Let's recap the key points. Different rep ranges are optimal for different fitness goals. Strength and power, 2-6 reps, hypertrophy, 6-12 reps, and muscular endurance, 12-20 reps. Effective reps are the reps that contribute the most to muscle growth due to increased metabolic stress. Training to failure, rest pause sets and drop sets can help maximize effective reps. Varying rep ranges can prevent plateaus and enhance overall muscle growth, strength, and endurance. Myo-reps are a novel approach to maximizing effective reps and muscle growth by performing mini-sets with short rest periods. Remember, the key to long-term success is consistency, variety, and progressive overload. Experiment with different rep ranges and training techniques to find what works best for you and your goals. And most importantly, have fun and enjoy the process.